The House Finance and Taxation Committee is studying a Senate-passed measure that would consolidate all statements of estimated property tax changes into one statement. Right now, each taxing district sends notices of changes and tells taxpayers the time and place of hearings on those changes. And those changes are often expressed in mills. The measure before that committee would put all those notices together in one document and would express those changes in dollar amounts. Cass County already does this. County Auditor Mike Montpleasure told the committee, for years governments have struggled with getting the taxpayer understandable information as to how their property tax bills will be affected.
One of the things that really brought it to a head was the Fargo School District meeting a couple of years ago, where a guy came in and was irate because his taxes were going to go up $5,000. Well, you know, I called up his tax parcel, and his taxes have never been $5,000, and they never will be $5,000. He lives in a rural area within the Fargo School District. The point was, is he didn't know. He got this increased notice of valuation, and then he got this notice from the school district that his taxes were going up, but he had no clue of what they were going up.
North Dakota League of Cities Executive Director Blake Crosby told the committee, the taxpayer wants a straightforward, easy-to-understand form.
They only want to know two things. What did I pay last year, and what am I going to pay this year?
The committee did not take immediate action. For Prairie Public, I'm Dave Thompson.